Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We're living in perilous times. There's no question about it. The Bible has told us that that would be the case in the last days. In the biblical text where it says, perilous times shall come. May I say perilous times have arrived. And as a result of looking at the perilous times, that word means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly, destructive. We're facing those very days today. That's the reason we'll be talking about today. How should we then live? Based on what we see, what we know, what we've gone through, what we've experienced, and what we see that is pointing to devastation and destruction on a global basis, and especially here in the United States of America. Right now as we speak, Nancy Pelosi is trying to carry out her wicked evil scheme of having President Trump impeached the second time in a four-year period of time. Of course, they started the impeachment mantra before he was ever elected. And after winning the office, it was Maxine Waters that says impeach 45, impeach 45. So it's been the mantra for 4 years of impeaching the president. So it ought not to be something that is new to us, but it's still sad to see the shenanigans, as I call them, taking place in Washington. But based on what we're seeing, based on what we've seen, based on what we're now experiencing, how should we then live? And I'm speaking to conservatives, patriots, and Christians. How should we then live based on what we know, what we've seen? We'll be talking about what we have seen, what we know, what is taking place. And based on all of that, the question begs to be asked, demands to be answered. How should then we then live? What should we do? What kind of preparation should we put in place? What should we expect for tomorrow, for the next day, and for the near future? What should we expect for the Bill of Rights, our constitutional republic, and for the future of the Christian church? Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I don't mind telling you, I'm passionate about these issues simply because I see what it will redound to for the Christian, for the church, for the Christian church and its message for the future, and what will be the future for the church. Will we remain closed for the most part across America? Churches are closed. Will that be the continuation if Biden is sworn in on the 20th? Will we expect the churches to ever be able to be free again and to be open? Can we expect Christians and conservatives to be free and not under persecution and prosecution because of our political position or our Christian position biblically? Those are questions that I believe ought to be dealt with from a Christian standpoint, a conservative standpoint, a patriot standpoint, and the determination made so that we'll know where we're going in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you today that you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think the future holds? Where are we going as a nation? How should we respond? What preparation should we do for our homes, for our families, for the future? I'll just give some hypotheticals. We'll deal with this more broadly in the broadcast today. But what if the internet is shut down? What if your charge card does not work at the bank? What if, because of big tech, you are absolutely sequestered and you cannot utilize anything that you have? If you have online banking, what if that's shut down? What if you wake up in the morning and because of the EMP hitting our electrical grids, your car will not start because it's operated off of a computer? What if? A long list of those things we can talk about. You might say, well, that's conspiracy theory. You might say that's just a hypothetical thought on the part of a wild-eyed preacher. You might say that somehow, some way, these things will never happen. Would you have believed 2 weeks ago that big tech would be in control of the U.S. government? Would you have believed 2 weeks ago that big tech would be in control of Joe Biden and the future administration? Would you have believed that some 14 executives out of big tech are now part of the transition team and the cabinet for Joe Biden for the future operational running and leadership of America? Would you believe that? I would not have either. Therefore, we ask the question, how should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. What does the Word of God say? How should we respond to what we see taking place? I believe we need to go back to the truth book. I believe much, ladies and gentlemen, if I can tuck this statement in, I believe much of what we're experiencing and facing in America today is in direct response to, as a direct result of, our banning God, banning the Bible, banning prayer, and basically turning our backs on God as a nation. I believe it's time that Christians, yes, everyone under the sound of my voice, if you're saved, if you've been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, I believe it's incumbent upon every Christian. The Bible says judgment begins at the house of God. I believe it's incumbent upon every Christian to seek the face of God, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. And the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that that's what he will do. And that's what we need today. It's the truth book, the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That was the statement of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. Notice the text there. If you continue, constantly stay in, dwell in my word, it is then that you're my disciples, my true followers, disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. It's the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that is truth. And it's the truth of the Word of God that makes us free, regardless of the condition of the nation, regardless of where we are in our landscape politically. It is the truth of the Word of God. And then Jesus identifies that. He says in John 14:6, I am truth. Jesus Christ, God incarnate, is truth. And it's validatable in the Scripture throughout, especially in John 17:17, where Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that I want to impress upon you that's so needed today. Truth is not sought for in Washington. Truth is not a word that is, if you please, embraced in Washington. You can listen to Nancy Pelosi and realize the absolute fakery, the falsity, the lies, not just of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, but Mitch McConnell and a whole host of the rhinos that have the title of Republican. The wheat and the chaff is now being divided in Washington. There are multitudes of those that went into office on the coattails of President Trump or because of President Trump's, if you please, speaking up for them in the House and the Senate to have them reelected. And now they're running like scared, frightened dogs into the corners, wanting to be politically accepted in Washington. So they're basically banning Trump themselves. They're banishing Trump from anything that they say. They're willing to go along with impeachment of President Trump in order to save their own skins. And multitudes of the rhinos in Washington are doing that because of their connectivity with the Chinese Communist Party and the funding that they've received. It's the fact, ladies and gentlemen, they're not looking for truth in Washington. In fact, it was the writer, the author of 1984, talking about and projecting, and I believe it was written in 48 by George Orwell. Orwell was a secularist. George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that to be absolutely fact today. If you want to find that out for yourself, just get for yourselves, just get into a conversation with someone about the truth of what happened in the election and that the election was stolen. that it was a coup to overthrow the constitutional republic in America. Get in a conversation with one of the loose likes lost liberals, as I call them, and they will stare you down and claim that you have wrong information, you're listening to the wrong news. Of course, their new only source of news is the Communist Network News, and as a result of that, they couldn't identify truth if it slapped them in the face. But we need to be concerned as Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, if this continues to go in the direction it's going, it won't be but a matter of weeks or a matter of months, or perhaps a short few years. It will be the life of the church. The church will be have to go underground, as you find in China, in Russia, in North Korea, and in Venezuela, and in Cuba, and multitudes of other communist countries around the globe, where the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has to meet in secret. And when found, their lives are on the limb. One of the home churches recently in China, broken into under the premise that word had gotten out that they were not wearing a mask. They used that as the legal reason, if you will, to break into the church. The pastor and five of the ladies in the church were arrested. The prayer books, the song books, the hymn books, the Bibles, and the church choir robes were all confiscated and burned. Some say, well, preacher, that can't happen in America. We're on the fast track for it, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the fast track. I've used the term that it's like being on a jumbo 777, full steam ahead, full throttle ahead, with Christ, the only way that it will stop. And that's where we're headed today, ladies and gentlemen, in the society in which we're living. This is the reason it's so valid and so vital to go back to what the 15th century theologian and church reformer said. Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christian, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. May I commend that to you today, ladies and gentlemen? It's the truth book. We ought not to be concerned of what others might think or say or do if we're standing on the truth of the Word of God. And yes, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, before the rapture of the church takes place, and I believe that's imminent, but I believe before it happens, we're going to see the darkness come almost overnight, if you will, if I can use that terminology, where we will see an absolute change in attitude toward anything that's called the church. We've been watching it take place for the past 60 years, but it's on the fast track now. You would have never believed, you would have never thought that in the past year, we would see what is taking place in America today. We're going to talk about that in the next few minutes in this broadcast. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators for generation backup equipment. Tools for Time has a full knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power equipment as well as landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, Tools for Time, happens to be right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Search for the gigantic U.S. flag, Old Glory, flying 24-7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a question that begs to be answered. In fact, it is found. I draw the title of this broadcast from Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 10. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? So my question is, how should we live? We're seeing the response, I believe, the direct results of 60 years of banning God, banning the Bible, banning prayer, and turning our backs on God. We're seeing God's judgment begin to fall on America as a result of that. So the question is, when we see these things happening, how should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, our nation, I believe, is in deep trouble. We all recall the deep turmoil and the distress and the difficulties that we had just in the past year. We all recall, ladies and gentlemen, in 2020, what has taken place. We were all subjected to the deep state, the shadow government, and their tactical movements designed to going toward undermining President Donald J. Trump and our constitutional republic. That's the whole fact of what was taking place in 2020. We've all been subjected to the deadly COVID virus, which, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I want to give a recap, broad recap, not a refined, minuscule point by point, but a broad recap of what has taken place that's brought us to where we are today. And the reason, the rationale behind what I'm saying with zeal and passion and concern over where we're going as a nation. We have been subjected to the deadly COVID virus, which I believe was a created pathogen in the Chinese communist labs in Wuhan, China, with the express purpose of attacking America with a plan of global dominance. Now, why do I believe that it was a created pathogen? Tucker Carlson has interviewed on his broadcast several times that one of the dear ladies that was in the Wuhan lab that talked about it being created. How do we know that it was created? Because the basic code of the pathogen was given to American scientists in order for us to know what needed to go into a vaccine. To quell the pathogen. That would have not been known had China not given the code for that. So we know they had the code. We know that to have the code, they had to have created it. And many scientists have looked at the pathogen under the microscope, and they say that it was not something that happened spontaneously. It was not anything that came from some animal, et cetera, as they first tried to put out. It was a created virus. It is deadly. There's no question about that. Multitudes have died as a result of it. But the strange thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that in the past year, we had a 98.2% drop in the common flu that we normally have annually. Annually in America, 2016, 17, 18, 19, normally we'd have somewhere between 80 and 150,000 that would die as a result of the common flu. We've not seen that this year. Why? Because everything's been rated as COVID-19. It is simply because the MONEY that hospitals and doctors receive if they rate a patient as having COVID-19. The point that I make with that is that has been weaponized by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party. It's been weaponized to destroy the Constitutional Republic called the United States of America. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and those that are the puppets, George Soros and Bill Gates, et cetera, the puppeteers, but they've been the puppets to carry out the task to go toward a global one-world governance, a one-world order. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the ultimate goal that's been in play now for about 100 years. About 100 years, slowly but surely, behind the scenes, they've been setting up what I call the shadow government, the deep state, as some call it, that's been set up, and it's to the point now, and they use the wonderful opportunity for them. They utilize the pathogen called COVID-19 as the shroud, as the cloud, as the cover for what they were doing, and drawing the strings together, pulling the strings on the ultimate goal of a global governance. George H.W. Bush was a one world order. Bill Clinton was for a one world order. Barack Hussein Obama was for one world order. George Bush, too, was one world order. When President Donald J. Trump stepped into the office, he broke the cycle of what the globalists were wanting to do. Therefore, they hate him with a purple passion, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, you might ask the question, why is this necessary for a Christian to understand it? It is vital for every Christian, for every conservative, for every patriot, under the sound of my voice, to recognize what has happened, why it has happened, and where we are, and where we're going, and based on that, how should we then live? What ought we to do? We've experienced the weaponization of COVID-19 to bring America, ladies and gentlemen, to our knees as a nation. We have been filled with fear and panic and hysteria. You can go back and look at the Marxist handbook. You can look at the Maoist handbook. You can look at the Hitler's handbook. You can look at what is the key factor for taking over a nation is to divide the nation through a mechanism of panic and fear. And ladies and gentlemen, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God's not given us a spirit of fear. So understand, as Christians, we ought not to be panic-stricken. We ought not to be running around with our hair on fire. We ought not to be fearful. Now, I say that because I want you to understand, when I speak on this broadcast day by day and bring current events and we talk about it, I want us to understand how it needs to be applied in the Christian's life, the church's life, the patriot's life, the conservative's life, and what we ought to do. We ought not to be fearful, but we ought to know the facts. We ought to understand what is happening, why it's happening, and where we're going as a nation, as a people, as a world, and what we as Christians ought to do. Now, first and foremost, when we see these things happening, we need to obey the scripture. Luke 21:28 says, we'll see these things coming about. Look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. I want to encourage you with this fact, ladies and gentlemen. It's dark, but it's gloriously dark. That's a quote from Dr. Adrian Rogers many years ago. Because the darker it gets, ladies and gentlemen, as a nation, as a world, the closer we are to the sudden snatching away of the bride of Christ, what is called the rapture of the church. The next thing on the calendar of God, the most imminent thing on the prophetic eschatological calendar of God, is the snatching away, the rapture of the church. One day, and one day very soon, we're going to be suddenly snatched out. Can you imagine when that happens? The Communist Network News will still be operating. Many of the news media people will be there, and they'll start talking about those Christians, those conservatives that caused so much problem in America, that caused so much heartache in America, that prevented us from being the nation that we wanted to be. They're finally gone. We don't know where they are, but they're gone. They've just simply overnight disappeared. I don't know about you, but I get encouraged greatly when I recognize we know what the end of the story is. We've read the last chapter in the book. We know, as the old cliche goes in a mystery novel, we know who done it because God has said it in His Word. He's captured it in His Word, and we need to understand God said it. That settles it whether we believe it, receive it, or not. So we're seeing God's Word come to full fruition. But ladies and gentlemen, because of the weaponization of COVID-19, it has caused division in America, fright in America, fear in America, hysteria in America, and panic in America as never before in the history of our nation. Yes, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist operatives have used COVID to force citizens to submit and to surrender our Bill of Rights, to surrender our liberties, to surrender our freedoms. And this has now been, ladies and gentlemen, accepted by the majority of the citizens in America. It's been accepted as being the modus operandi that is okay. Multitudes of Christians have the philosophy, the mamsy-pamsy nonchalant attitude. Well, just, you know, if they tell us to wear a mask, we should. If they tell us we need to shut the churches, we need to. After all, you know, COVID thrives in churches. It doesn't thrive in Walmart or in Lowe's or in Home Depot, et cetera, et cetera. COVID thrives in churches. So therefore, Christians have bowed to the demand of government. And we're talking about with these things that we've seen, and now with the onslaught of big tech, and it's coming to the forefront of controlling the government and controlling all of Americans. How should we then live? I believe we have Greg on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
You know, as John finished the Revelation text, he said, even so, come quickly.
Amen.
Getting ready for that. Looking forward to that. In the midst of this craziness, I suppose we can look back and see the strategy that the left has employed. And for a few years, your tech oligarchs have surreptitiously tried to muzzle conservatives and muzzle believers. And in the past 10 days, they've completely come out of the closet. They've completely stripped away anything that you might call surreptitious, and very overtly, they are dismantling the ability for conservatives to communicate. And it's been said many times that shutting off communications is a military strategy. That's one of the first things you do before you would perhaps invade an enemy, is you shut down their ability to communicate and thus their ability to effectively respond. And this notion that, hey, well, free speech is something that touches government. Your government can't restrict free speech. Well, government has propped up, has set up, has created, and has protected a lot of these platforms. Of course, with that 230 provision, you know, they can't be sued because they're supposed to be a neutral, non-editorial platform. Are they neutral? My goodness, no. Do they editorialize? Yeah, absolutely they do. They edit content every single day. Donald Trump asked that 230 provision be stripped so that if they're going to be given, if they're given protection, they don't use that protection to then squelch information. And that's what they've done. They've sided entirely with your...
In fact, Greg, I'm looking at an article, a quote by Rush Limbaugh. He said, the titans of tech are now running America. He goes on to say, members of Congress have ceded their power to the titans of tech, says Rush Limbaugh, talk show host. The titans of tech run the world, Limbaugh said Monday on his national syndicated show. The titans of tech are now running the United States. The titans of tech are now running the United States government. Because the government, the United States government, is made up of people who would rather get good search results or get fine campaign donations, end quote. He cited the multiple times that CEOs such as Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Jack Dorsey of Twitter, will call before Congress to answer questions about their monopoly power and censorship. He says Congress never did one thing to stop them. Oh, they huffed and puffed. They made it look like they were going to bring the hammer down on the titans of tech. They didn't. Every time they were there were hearings, it was made to look like these guys had better straighten up and straighten up fast, or the mighty United States Congress was going to finally be heard. But it never happened. It never was. It never did. Do you know why? And he goes on to say why. And he talks about the connection that Joe Biden has with the titans of tech, as he calls them, and their control over the United States government today. But, Greg, it's not just with the government, as you alluded to a moment ago. These big tech companies and the ones that are in charge, they're literally wanting to begin. Tony Perkins says they've already begun the purge of purging everyone and every thought and everything that is not in line with the socialist Marxist government that's being set up as we witness it. How do you respond to that? Do you believe that it's just government, or do you think that somehow, some way, we the people will be affected by the tightening of the screws by big tech?
Really the message I have is for a lot of these folks that are never Trumpers. Many of them, literally as soon as Ted Cruz lost in the primary, some of those folks that call themselves conservatives, and I was a Ted Cruz, still to this day, I really like Ted Cruz. He's constitutional. He's conservative. He's rock-ribbed, I believe. However, a lot of folks turn to the Never Trumper movement. When we got closer and closer to Election Day, you had a binary choice. It was Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And of course, I still believe that there's no way in the world that a man that could not fill a phone booth with supporters got 80 million votes. If anybody believes that he got 80 million votes, I'd have to ask you what kind of medicine you're on. But for those folks today, if you're still a Never Trumper today and you're looking forward to him being impeached today, I've got a question for you. If you call yourself a Christian or a conservative, how's Biden going to work out for you, folks? Within 90 days, you will regret your position. Within 90 days. If you're a believer, the believer's voice will systematically be squelched. If you do not believe me, look at what's going on today in Virginia with blackface baby killing Northam and his legislation that now penalizes a Christian for standing on the Word of God, $100,000 fine for standing on biblical principles. And the same kind of policy is promised by Joseph Biden, literally in the first 100 days. Mark my words, folks, you will regret your position.
Absolutely. And, Greg, I'm looking at a headline that says Bernie Sanders issued one threat to Donald Trump that should scare every Trump voter. And it goes on to talk about it. We'll talk about it in just a moment right after the top of the hour news break. Greg, hang in there with us. Let's continue this discussion, asking the question, how should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to be coming right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.